Ahao, nes yo nabe dog. Gedan mi konen em. Nabe kwa oma. Mi go ge get minwen de man ji de shin de man gedan we winen an. Ji we do kona gog. Kana ba ji we weni nanda ge ken de man gedan we winen an. So greetings all of you, this is Nabik, and I'm happy to be here to talk about our language, and hopefully it will help you enhance your language knowledge and give you some tools to go after some more. So let's get right down to it. The phrase that I want to talk about today, niwita shindan no o, to ask somebody if they have something. Maybe you're seeking if they have a bag at the store, or they have a hat. If they're leaving the house and you want to see if your son or daughter has a hat with them, whatever may be the case, you're asking if someone is in possession of something. So in this case, let's use the word mashgimut. And mashgimut is a bag. We'll ask somebody if they have a bag. Mashgimut ina gitayan. Mashgimut ina gitayan. So mashgimut is a bag. Inna, remember from past presentations that inna is always the second word in your phrase. Inna is a question marker. And after that we have gitayan. Gitayan means you have it. Gitayan. So, mashkimut inna gitayan. Do you have a bag? Like if you're at the store and you're buying something. Mashkimut inna gitayan. Mashkimut inna gitayan. Do you have a bag? Now, to break this down even further, anything that you're asking about inna, using a inna statement. Inna, let's remember that when we say inna, we're asking a yes or no question. So the answer would be yes, I have a bag, or no, I don't. So, mashkimut inna gitayan. Anything that precedes inna is what you're asking about. Babinze kawaganana gitayan. Do you have a jacket? A pabiwinana gitayan. Do you have a chair? So, and this is used with anything that is not living. Anything that is considered inanimate in Anishinaabe worldview. And we talked in previous presentations about how to tell if something is animate or inanimate or living or considered not alive. And that trick is to remember what the plural of what the object is. In this case, mashkimut is one bag. Mashkimutan, an, is meaning two or more bags. Mashkimutan. So if you're asking about, do you have bags? Mashkimutan ina gitayanan. Now there's a change there that you heard. Rather than mashkimut, a bag, ina, question mark, gitayan, do you have it? It changed because we're talking about more than one bag. Mashkimudan. An, on the end of mashkimudan, is meaning more than one. It denotes more than one. Mashkimudan. Inna, the question marker, gidayanan. The an on the end of gidayanan there also denotes that there's more than one that's in the possession of someone. So anytime you have, well, I shouldn't say anytime. Often, when you have more than one object that you're talking about, the words that you're using are going to change to denote that there's more than one object. And a lot of times it's an for an inanimate object. So, mashkimudanina gidayanan. Do you have bags? Mashkimudanina gidayanan. So getting back to the original question, which is, do you have a whatever? You can put any object preceding the inna, like a cup, onagans. Onagans inna gitayan, do you have a cup? Or do you have a fork? Badakaegan inna gitayan, do you have a fork? Or do you have a spoon? E mikwanes inna gitayan. So you can put any object in front of that, and this can become a useful tool if you ask someone if they are in possession of whatever. Remember, inna, second spot of the sentence. Gitayan, you have it. Without the inna, you're telling someone, Mashkimot Gitayan. If you don't have the inna, the question marker, now you're saying you have a bag. Mashkimot Gitayan. So it's important that you remember your inna in the second spot of your sentence. Mashkimot inna Gitayan. Or Mashkimodan inna Gitayanan, if you're talking about more than one. So a related phrase, now that you've determined, yes, they have them, they would answer, Eya, Mashkimud Indayan. Yes, I have a bag. Eya, meaning yes, Mashkimud, a bag, Indayan, I have it. Eya, Mashkimud Indayan. Yes, I have a bag. Okay, but you want one. So how the heck are you going to get one? You got to ask, could I have one? And here's how we could say that. Mashkimud inna inda ayan. Mashkimud inna inda ayan. Could I have a bag? Mashkimud, a bag. Inna, the question marker. Inda ayan. Could I have it? Mashkimud inna inda ayan. Could I have a bag? So the whole exchange could sound something like this. Mashkimudina gidayan. Do you have a bag? Eya, mashkimudin dayan. Yep, I have a bag. Aha. Mashkimudina inda ayan. Okay. Could I have one? A bag. Okay, now in real discussion, we don't really say all of these words in full sentence form. Like mashkimudina gidayan. Do you have a bag? Eya. That's probably as much as you're going to get. You're probably not going to hear someone say, Eya, mashkimud in dayan. They probably won't. Or they'll say, Eya, in dayan, I have that. So it would, you know, more realistically, it would sound, mashkimud in dayan. Eya, bejigna in dayan. So here you're saying, could I have one? Bejigna in dayan. Could I have one? So the original question. Let's move away from bags. Let's talk about a hat. Wiwakwan is a hat. Wiwakwan na gitayan. Do you have a hat? Wiwakwan, a hat. Inna, question marker, second spot, don't forget. Gitayan, you have it, or in this case, do you have it? Wiwakwan inna gitayan. Do you have a hat? Wiwakwan inna gidayan. Wiwakwan inna gidayan. And the answer would be, Eya, wiwakwan indayan. Eya, yes, wiwakwan, a hat, indayan. I have it. Eya, wiwakwan indayan. Yes, I have a hat. And also, if you want to ask somebody for something, you know, maybe you need a fork, maybe you need a cup, the object precedes your inna, because inna always goes in the second spot, blah, blah, blah. So the object, like onagans, which is a cup, inna inda ayan. Could I have a cup? Onagans inna inda ayan. Could I have a cup? Onagans is a cup, inna, question mark, inda ayan. Could I have it? So now remember, this is one way to talk about this and ask this question. Remember also that this phrase or these phrases that you're learning have to do with objects that are not alive. There's a different word that we'll use for objects that are considered alive in the Anishinaabe worldview. And I think that's what we'll get into in my next presentation. Apegish we do kawiego osa de shindaman, gishpin kashkutu yangida abajatuna no kiduinan de shindamang, gishpin abajatuyan no walj givinagajatunan, uchapuemo yan. So if I want to just express my gratitude that you are listening, use the things that we're learning here, and if you use them, you'll get used to speaking Ojibwe Muin. The more we do it in our community, the more we establish ourselves as Anishinaabe people, and people that coming in into our communities will understand you are in a different world. This is our Anishinaabe community, and we're still here. And that's an important thing, because a lot of people think we have disappeared, and we are not. Our language has not disappeared. All the things we have been given have not disappeared. We're still here and strong. Ojibwe mota dita. Aha, me il, me gwich bizendo yik.